Yesterday's attack in Kabul has complicated the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, but a number of NATO allies have already ended their missions in the country. Several completed their last evacuation flights out of Afghanistan this week, including Canada, Hungary, Poland, and Germany. NPR's Rob Schmitz has been following this from Berlin. Rob, welcome.
Thanks, Peter.
And what's been the reaction in Germany to yesterday's bombing in Kabul?
Yeah, Chancellor Angela Merkel called the attack vile, and she canceled a planned trip to Israel to help manage withdrawing German troops and citizens from Afghanistan, as well as seeking refuge for the thousands of Afghans who have arrived here in Germany.
The last German military aircraft from Afghanistan did leave yesterday as well. So tell me about the end of Germany's mission in the country and whether any of its citizens were left behind.
Yeah, so Germany has formally finished their mission in the country, and they did so before the deadline of August 31st that the U.S. set for its troops. And if you look at what's happened in Kabul in the past 2 weeks, from the taking of the city by the Taliban to the terror attack at the Kabul airport yesterday, the German government felt the situation in the city was far too dangerous for it to justify keeping any of its nationals there. The German foreign ministry doesn't have an accurate count of how many Germans remain in Afghanistan, but it estimates that there are still a couple hundred citizens there. Germany's defense ministry has suspended all airlifts due to the worsening security situation in Kabul, but the foreign minister says Germany will continue to try and seek an exit plan for those who are still there.
You mentioned some of the refugees trying to get into the country, into Germany. How welcoming will Germany be for those people?
Well, you know, Germany is a popular destination for refugees from throughout the developing world, precisely because of the assistance it offers those seeking asylum. Here in Berlin, the government pays for accommodation, for food and health care to asylum seekers. It also offers pocket money as well as cards for free public transportation. And once an asylum seeker is on the path to citizenship, Germany also gives state subsidized language training courses that are aimed at getting refugees German to a level where they can function in a workplace and contribute to German society. You know, Germany has an excellent and well-worn track record at this.
But how are people inside Germany feeling about bringing more Afghans in? Because I know the issue of Syrian refugees coming to Germany has caused tension over the past few years.
Yeah, this varies, you know, depending on who you talk to. You know, many Germans see taking in Afghans as a duty to those who need help and who have helped its mission in Afghanistan for the nearly two decades now. But others are sort of weary of their country taking in more migrants. You know, 6 years ago, Chancellor Angela Merkel made the decision to accept hundreds of thousands of migrants from Syria, Iraq, and parts of North Africa, as well as Afghanistan. And that decision led to increasing popular support for the main far-right political party, Alternative for Deutschland. Their main complaint was that Germany was accepting far too many migrants and that this would lead to higher crime rates and a threat to German society. But a poll released this week by German broadcaster ZDF showed that nearly two-thirds of German voters believe their country is still able to cope with more refugees.
But there is a change coming at the top. Merkel is going to step down after 16 years in office. The country will have federal elections, I think September 26th, to replace her. How do you think a change in leadership will affect the country's position on asylum seekers?
Yeah, Germany has not only become the primary destination for asylum seekers in Europe, but also for the developed world. You know, Germany's taken in far more refugees from Afghanistan than the U.S. has. And it's got a proven track record of doing more than most countries to integrate those refugees into society. So we're now in a situation where Germany is set to take in around 4,000 more Afghan refugees. And when you compare that number to the around 1 million migrants that came to Germany 6 years ago, it pales in comparison. So it's unlikely Germany will have problems absorbing these newest refugees. But that doesn't mean that they won't become political pawns. You know, you mentioned the German federal elections next month. We're already seeing the chancellor candidate for Merkel's own party, Armin Laschet, saying his country cannot cope with an influx of migrants like Germany saw 6 years ago. Now, of course, these latest migrants are nowhere near what we saw 6 years ago. So it's hard not to see that statement as a political one meant to get more votes from right-wing voters. You know, overall, though, Germany seems to be prepared to cope with these newest Afghan refugees.
NPR's Rob Schmitz in Berlin. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Peter.